This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United States has urged the Indian government to resolve its differences with the farmers over agricultural laws through dialogue, saying that peaceful protests and unhindered access to the internet are a hallmark of any thriving democracy. Tens of thousands of farmers have been protesting on the outskirts of the Indian capital to demand they repeal laws they say will leave them poor and at the mercy of corporations. The Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell claimed Democrats are blocking President Biden from making a deal with Republicans on a coronavirus relief.
The new president talks a lot about unity, but his White House staff and congressional leadership are working with a different playbook.
On Wednesday, the Republican from Kentucky slammed Democrats for their push towards budget reconciliation. House Republicans on Wednesday voted to keep Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney in her House leadership role after her fallout with President Trump. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Let's get an impeachment update with Jan Naraki.
Less than a week away from former President Donald Trump's impeachment trial, and his legal team is making their argument against the proceedings clear. They believe impeaching a president after they've left office is unconstitutional. David Schoen joined the team several days ago and tells Fox News that there is no statute that gives the United States Senate standing to try a private citizen.
This Senate has absolutely no jurisdiction to conduct these proceedings. They're unlawful proceedings. The Constitution is quite clear on the issue. A number of scholars have debated the issue, but if you go to the language of the Constitution, it's clear that, and everyone knows, the impeachment proceeding is intended for the removal of office of a sitting officer. The impeachment occurred during, the impeachment occurs in the House, of course. That occurred while President Trump was president. But they held the articles until he was no longer president. Trial didn't begin. There's absolutely no jurisdiction in the Senate to try former President Trump than there is any other citizen in the country.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
With an amazing lineup for this year's Super Bowl between the Chiefs and Buccaneers, the questions from reporters should be equally amazing. Bucs quarterback Tom Brady was asked, how well is his Portuguese?
My Portuguese, let me say this. My son, who's 10, his Portuguese is amazing. My 8-year-old daughter is fluent in Portuguese, and unfortunately, their dad is way behind in his understanding of how to speak the language. But I can usually understand a lot of things. My wife will say, papai não sabe nada. Which means daddy doesn't know anything. I usually get that a lot in the house. So, you know, I know when they're speaking Portuguese, kind of what they're saying, even if they're, you know, taking shots at their dad. So they're very, sometimes when I do use my Portuguese words, my daughter will be like, daddy, you spoke Portuguese, you know, which is pretty great. So she's very fluent.
The Super Bowl is Sunday on CBS. An infected barber has downed two Kansas City Chiefs for the big game.
The Kansas City Chiefs have placed two players on the COVID-19 reserve list ahead of Sunday's Super Bowl after they received a haircut from a barber who tested positive for the virus. Center Daniel Kilgore and wide receiver DeMarcus Robinson were placed on the list as close contacts, but could be cleared to play in Sunday's game if they test negative for 5 consecutive days. Kilgore was actually mid-haircut when the barber received his test results. Both men were wearing masks at the time, and Kilgore insisted the barber finish the job. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Hey, we're talking about the things that matter most to you, and why not? And we've got experts so that we go into as much as possible a deep dive, and it's not just a lot of opinionating here, okay? A little bit of that because, you know, in the absence of fact, sometimes you have to rely on opinion, and this is why our First Amendment right is so critical, so that, you know, we can hear each other talking and, you know, confirm or, you know, at least debate what it is that we're seeing and not seeing. Like, for example, and Liz Peek had tweeted this out last night, and I thought maybe I was the only one that noticed this, is, you know, why is Senator Schumer speaking for President Biden regarding the $1.9 trillion stimulus? Makes you wonder who's running things there. I mean, it's bad enough the other day that when he was signing an executive order, he asked, he goes, what am I signing here? And as you heard me say, I kept thinking Radar O'Reilly from MASH was going to drop in with his clipboard. Well, Liz Peek is with us right now. Do I have confirmation on that?
Good morning.
No, I guess we're still... Oh, there she is. Okay. You were so quiet. I go, is she connected to us or not?
I'm here. Glad to join you.
Contributor. Yes. Hey, good to have you here. I had to chuckle a bit because I thought maybe I was the only one that was thinking, you know, what's going on? Senator Schumer now speaking for President Biden regarding the stimulus.
It is really offensive and sort of hilarious to me that President Biden is basically invisible still, and here's the reason why. I don't think his handlers really trust him to go before the American people, much less the press corps, and make their case. But and I think it also raises the question of, you know, who really is in charge here? I mean, is it really Pelosi and
exactly.
Schumer, as it appears to be, who are pulling the strings, deciding on the agenda, deciding on impeachment and the timing of it, et cetera, et cetera? I think the answer is yes. I think they basically decided on Joe Biden as the candidate, made it happen, and now they're taking full advantage of having a pretty compliant and not very hardy, if you will, president in the Oval Office. So, you know, what's amusing, and it's not really amusing because it's sort of disgusting, is that the press corps is now complaining, I'm sure you've seen this, that Biden is not accessible. And meanwhile, the Biden administration is complaining that a couple of times Jen Psaki and the president have been thrown off guard by questions that they didn't anticipate and therefore didn't respond to very intelligently. So now they want all the questions in advance. Honestly, Bill, you could not have made this up. A couple of months ago, we were talking about this, about the fact that Biden had holed up in his basement for months and didn't ever have a press conference. Think about that. Here's a guy who's now been made president, and he's been campaigning basically for a year, and that now is president for 2 weeks. He has not yet held a real, honest-to-God press conference with, you know, questions flying from whoever. He's had a couple of scripted press conferences where they seem to call on the reporters that have already selected their questions and that Biden anticipates, but nothing free-flowing.
Yeah, because he even says,
honest.
He goes, who am I supposed to call now?
Yeah.
Right? Who am I supposed to call on now? Yeah, it's
very
obvious.
Discouraging, I must say. Everything about what's gone on in the last 2 weeks is very discouraging if you're a conservative, that's for sure.
Well, you watch the contrast. Just speaking of Jen Psaki and McElhaney. McElhaney has her binder very well prepared. And, you know, very rarely did you hear her say, I'll have to follow up with you on that. I don't have the answer.
Yeah,
Psaki is like, well, we've got it. She keeps saying, well, we'll have to circle back to that. Well, we'll have to circle back to that. I mean,
well,
I think somebody, I can't remember.
I've been sort of arguing with my husband about this because I think it's an incredibly difficult job. And she arrived, you know, taking questions on policies that clearly the Biden administration had not provided her answers on. She's not the person who's going to make up an answer about what they think about Iran or what, you know, what's going on in the South China Sea. She's supposed to be supplied with that by the incoming administration. And I can understand a little bit of a rough startup. I don't have any issue with that, honestly. Time will tell whether there is a coordinated kind of press presence from the Biden administration. I think much more concerning is that we have heard, first of all, that we've had this slew of executive orders, over 40 executive orders and actions now that have been released by the White House in such a stultifying pace and sort of furious torrent of new directives that it's no wonder that they don't have information on other issues. I don't know who's writing all this stuff, but it is so knee-jerk. It is so reflexive of trying to stomp out everything that President Trump did, whether or not it made sense, whether or not it should have been stomped out. And so you kind of get the feeling that they're just doing everything they can, frankly, to irritate and annoy and alienate 74 million Americans. And honestly,
exactly.
I don't get it. I don't know why. I don't mean to ramble on, Bill, but I don't know why they are purposefully making people angry across the country. It was unnecessary. A lot of this stuff is unprovoked and completely discretionary. And here's an interesting. I was with Stuart Varney yesterday on Fox Business, and here's a real acid test. Who is tweeting out really excited, favorable reviews of this administration so far? Ilhan Omar, the guy who's the head of the Justice Democrats, a very left-wing commentator on MSM, who's, on MSNBC, who is incredibly progressive. It's progressives who are writing things like, wow, you know, this is a great 10 days. I never expected this to happen. Well,
right.
And I didn't expect this to happen either, and I just can't understand why that's good news for Democrats.
Yeah, I thought things, certainly they were going to go after Trump's executive orders, no doubt about it, but I didn't think quite so haphazardly, because you know as well as I do, being in business, is when you take over an organization, I mean, unless they're in Chapter 11, you're not making wholesale moves like this. And it really speaks to what I had said earlier, and it was almost kind of an out-of-body experience because I said it so quickly. If I thought about it, I might have wanted to extend a little bit of more compassion, you know, kind of like with Jen Psaki as well. And I do. I mean, having been a spokesperson before and, you know, getting hit with things like this, boy, it is the hardest job ever, and it's impressive to watch how they can handle it. And I don't think Jen Psaki has been set up in such a way, to your point, to where she has a fair chance to be successful here. She's in the dark like a lot of us, and that's why she has to circle back. But I had said about Joe Biden is that Joe Biden is the epitome of what Professor Lawrence, Dr. Lawrence, had written about in the Peter Principle. that you just rise to your level of incompetence. And it's not only him, but he seems to be surrounded by a lot of Peters in his administration, whether we're talking about John Kerry and others. They keep doing things that just baffle reason when it comes to business and good business, decorum and decision processes.
Yeah, well, we don't expect that from Democrats, to be honest. I mean, when Obama became president and had not one single private sector person in his administration, it told you a great deal. They don't believe in how businesses are run. They don't. And by the way, to your point, like
I'll tell you what, let's pick it up when we come back because we got to go to break. More from Liz Peek after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Don Shank here with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages. The Tide 2021 Yearbeard Challenge is underway, and we're looking for even more men to commit to putting their razors down for a whole year. This challenge is meant to raise awareness for the Tide Ministry. Long beards draw attention, and the Tide has benefited from that attention. One participant who encourages men to join this unique opportunity says, "We often find it difficult to talk about our faith, but not our day-to-day lives. You can easily start a conversation about why you have a huge beard and who it is we're here to serve." The Hairy Guys each have a goal to help provide airtime for the Tide Ministry's gospel radio programs so that more people around the world can hear about Jesus in their own language. To learn more about how you can help the Tide Ministry tell more people about Jesus by simply putting away your razor, visit yearbeard.org. That's yearbeard.org.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Bill Maher.
Martinez for We the People.
And we're talking with a Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst. And Liz brought something to light here because this has been a bit of a quandary for me. I mean, you know, we say follow the money. You know, what's going on? Why did corporate America turn away from Donald Trump, you know, so aggressively and went on to support Joe Biden, knowing that even if Joe Biden, which he had already touted, that he was going to, you know, raise taxes and everything, and you go, okay, well, why is that in their interest? Well, they don't care. As Liz pointed out, Liz, they've got enough gold in them Dar Hills in China and outside of the United States, and they're being incentivized to begin with. And, of course, for a stockholder, they're keeping an eye on, you know, what's happening in the market and what's happening with their specific stock, certainly, and how it's performing. And, you know, that is the responsibility of the chief executive officer and the president of the corporation, is you're watching the bottom line in the stock. And, sure. Boy, that, as much as votes are for elected legislators and government officials that are elected, I mean, this is the life breath of corporate America, isn't it?
Well, it is. And it, in simpler times, before corporations got all woke and sort of worried about their social responsibility, they had one job, which was to maximize profits. And that they did by basically shifting an awful lot of labor overseas, sending millions of jobs to China, to Mexico, to Vietnam, et cetera. So the problem with that is along comes Donald Trump, who takes on China, and it really rattled the supply chains of American corporations. And I don't blame them. It was very disconcerting. A lot of companies responded intelligently by moving production out of China and into neighboring countries like Vietnam and Thailand. But the answer is they were very unsettled by this. And moreover, they were unsettled by the idea that Donald Trump really didn't answer to them. Donald Trump, yes, wanted their hiring to be done in America. He wanted to make it give them the opportunity to produce in America by lowering taxes and reducing regulation, but he really stood up for the working class. And that is the big realignment of political parties that I think Democrats don't want to talk about. But the truth is big tech, without a doubt, big corporate America, and big unions are the people backing Joe Biden, not the average everyday American, and certainly not the Rust Belt American, who saw all that happen and realized that Donald Trump spoke for them. This is a huge deal. Yes. I was mentioning to you in the break that the Chamber of Commerce U.S., which is sort of the big voice for big business, for the first time ever, backed 31 Democrats running for Congress, many of them vulnerable. In other words, the switch in the House could well have come down, or the fact that Republicans lost the House, didn't take the House, could have come down to the fact that those 31 Democrats were backed by big money corporate America. So ask yourself, why did they do that? Because they fear the Republican Party, today's Trump Republican Party, is no longer pro-big business. It's pro-small business, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Those
right.
are the guys that really donated heavily to the Trump campaign, because for those people, and I have spoken to hundreds of them over the last 4 years, the rollback of regulation was much more important than lower taxes. They want government out of their hair. They want to get rid of the licensing agreements and the environmental restrictions and all the things that make life impossible for a small business owner. And things which, by the way, Joe Biden doesn't get at all. He's never been mm-hmm. a businessman. He has absolutely no idea what that would be like. Obama was
he's becoming job killer. He's becoming job killer Joe now.
Yeah. Yeah, he really is. And, you know, when he canceled the Keystone Pipeline and overnight threw out of work tens of thousands of people, not just the 11,000 union members working on that mm-hmm. pipeline, but all the supply chains and service companies that sort of sprang up to help that endeavor, you know, did he give any thought at all to those people losing their $100,000 a year jobs? I doubt it. It's all about virtue signaling and sort of preposterous claims that that might have something to do with the climate, which, believe me, it will not. We will still need heavy oil. We will use heavy oil from Alberta. And instead of being piped, it'll be shipped via truck and train much more dangerously. Exactly. It's just stupid. So much stupid is going on. You know, Bill, it really is upsetting. Yeah. It is.
Well, and this is the thing. You know, we saw this with the Obama administration. We lived in the world of theory. And
exactly.
It seemed like, you know, that's where they bathe in, and that's where he's at right now. And of course, you know, to have John Kerry, who, you know, he's not a scientist, speak on matters of science is laughable. How stupid do they think we are, you know, to hear him talk like he's going to champion the cause and justify, you know, here he is, the savior of the environment and climate and everything, and he's flying around in his private jet and then he comes out with, well, that's how you manage your footprint, you know, your carbon footprint through other ways.
Wow,
like, I don't know if he's paying for somebody's tent out in the Sahara or something. I don't know.
It's all malarkey, as Joe Biden might have said at one point.
Yes.
The Paris Accord is an affront to any thinking American. It basically ignores the fact that the United States is the only developed country that has really driven down its carbon emissions in the last 10 years, and it allows China to continue to build a coal plant every single day of the week, every single week of the year. They're adding hundreds of coal-fired power plants, even as they pretend to want to change their carbon emissions. Have you been to China when it's up and running? You cannot see across the street.
Oh, exactly.
It's disgusting. Yeah. So the only reason that the Chinese might eventually want to curb their emissions output in some way is because their own citizens are complaining about it, not because Joe Biden thinks it would be a wonderful kumbaya moment to get together and talk about carbon emissions.
The Chinese have been so cooperative with these international bodies, whether it's the WTO, WHO, like they're going to be compliant, right? Not at all. Yeah, I like what Rick Grenell said over the weekend. He said, despite not being in the Paris Climate Treaty, Liz, Trump administration lowered CO2 consumption consistently, and he said that we did this at the same time on the road to energy independence.
Yeah,
and now all that's at risk.
We basically had clean natural gas displacing coal in our country. That is a fact. And I was in the energy business or involved with it on Wall Street when all of this natural gas revolution started taking place. Fracking has unleashed a 100-year supply of natural gas in our country. It is almost it's the most unexpected and wonderful bounty for a country that could be imagined. Because, you know, when you talk about Russia, for example, being a big threat to us, Russia's economy is completely dependent on the price of oil. And the only reason that Russia is now facing backlash against Vladimir Putin is because their economy has been completely destroyed. Why? By our increasing oil and gas output. Because we have driven up our natural gas and oil production, oil prices came down. Remember, not that long ago, it was $100 a barrel. The difference between $100 a barrel and $50 for Vladimir Putin is he can meet his budget and promises he's made to the Russian people, or he can't. Right now, he can't, and that's because of us. If you start taking all these federal lands off lease and you don't allow drillers to drill, the oil price is going to start to go up again. Just wait and see. And by the way, in a bigger picture sense, it is going to add to upward price pressures that we're seeing on a whole different bunch of fronts right now. Click on some commodities exchange graph to see what the price of raw materials is doing. It's going through the roof. And if we pass this $1.9 trillion package, meaning we're going to have a deficit of $4 trillion this year, I can guarantee you that inflation is going to be a problem within 6 months. You heard it first. No one is, everyone's ignoring this. Janet Yellen will have absolutely no idea what to do. We are going to be in big trouble. And
exactly.
And you can see it already. That's what the numbers look like.
Yeah, and we've been saying for a long time, I mean, even under the Obama administration, we printed up $6 trillion out there. Just it's digitally flying around. Well, we've got to pay for that at some point, and it may be knocking at our door sooner than we think. Liz Peek, I agree with you. Liz Peek has been our guest, Fox News contributor, top-ranked Wall Street analyst, formerly. Thank you, Liz.
Rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 30-year fixed rate at 2.5 with a 2.51% APR with no lender fees. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.5 with a 2.51% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. Again, that's a 30-year fixed at 2.5 with a 2.51% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Following a Wednesday evening meeting, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy announced there would be no disciplinary actions taken against Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene for past controversial statements. McCarthy did condemn those statements and said that he didn't want to discipline someone for something they said before coming to Congress. He told reporters that unlike the Democrats, Republicans have a history of removing members from committees for inappropriate comments.
Now that you're a member of Congress, now it's a responsibility of our conference to hold people accountable. And you know the unique thing is? We have a long history of doing that, just as we were going to change something here. It's on the Democratic side that it's very difficult that they don't ever do that. When Omar made her comments, Wooten kept her on foreign affairs. We removed Steve King when he made comments as a member of Congress. What's unfortunate is that Democrats don't keep that same standard.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your soul.
I'll tell you, a democratic republic requires participation. This is a participation-type sport, okay? The reason that we have the problem we have today is that too many have checked out and become passive and allowed for the ruling class to rise up and to, take full advantage. And here it is. Whoever thought that we were going to have a professional entity driven from, government officials. I mean, this has all become a profession, of legislators. Well, our next guest should know he was a six-term congressman who represented South Carolina's 4th District. Bob Inglis is with us. He now directs the Energy and Enterprise Initiative based at George Mason University. Bob, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Thanks, Bill. Great to be with you.
Well, it says in your bio here, and I thought this was interesting, and maybe you can explain to our audience this position that you have regarding climate. It says that you were a one-time climate denier to a climate realist. Explain to our audience what that means.
Yeah, so for my first 6 years in Congress, I just thought, well, Al Gore's for it, I'm against it. So that was the end of the inquiry for me because I represented a very conservative district in South Carolina. But then I was out 6 years doing commercial real estate law again and came back to Congress after that 6 years out with a different point of view and really saw the free enterprise opportunity. You know, most of this climate conversation has been conducted in the language of the left, and so it's no wonder that conservatives don't feel comfortable in the conversation. But the conversation can be conducted in the language of free enterprise.
Right. And that, I think that's what we're begging for, Bob. We're begging for that because, as you said, the Democrats and Al Gore came off with such hyperbole that, you know, if you want to have any credibility, then you've got to make sure what you're predicting comes true. You don't keep moving the goalpost. And this is what's happened with Al Gore. He lacks so much credibility, not to mention the fact that he's going around driving around, you know, flying around in his private planes with a carbon footprint that is almost infinitum. And so it just works against the cause here. But we got to get outside of the emotional attachment to anything that has to do with, you know, climate stewardship so that we can listen to one another and, you know, reason together.
Yeah, I think so. Because that's a very different approach that you've just taken there and one that I agree with is that it's about climate stewardship. And you know what?
Yes.
This is where it's so different for on the left as opposed to the right. At RepublicEN.org, we welcome talking to people of faith who see it as a stewardship matter. On the left, they want to talk about godless evolution and, you know, all of that stuff. And it's immediately off-putting to those of us on the right. So at RepublicEN.org, we help people to rise to that stewardship obligation and say, yeah, and you know what else? Blessings flow from accountability and free enterprise. If you just make all the fuels fully accountable for all their cost, allow them no hidden cost that they impose on society, but make them fully, even biblically accountable, blessings flow.
Yes.
Climate change is the havoc that flows from the lack of accountability, where we don't see as consumers, we don't see the actual cost, the fully loaded cost of all the fuels. If we saw them and if we eliminated all the subsidies and just had a level playing field where consumers and the liberty of enlightened self-interest pursued their self-interest, then we'd have clean fuels because the free enterprise system can deliver that innovation faster than government mandates or regulations or fickle tax incentives could ever imagine. And so that's our message. It's quite a different message that we give at RepublicEN.org. But at the end of the day, like you say, we got to listen to each other and come together and solve it. So once we get conservatives to the place of feeling strong here, not weak, not shrinking in science denial, but engaging with the science, engaging with the data, then we can approach the left and say, yeah, we got a solution. Yes, we do. We got a solution. How about you?
Yeah, exactly. Well, and the thing is, you touched on something that's so significant here, Bob, and it has to do with the integrity. You know, just the raw integrity of transparency and honesty about what we're trying to do here. You know, I grew up in Southern California, and I can tell you, as a young boy, when we would travel into Los Angeles, our baseball team, our American Legion baseball team, they had to bring oxygen for us so that we could breathe in between innings while we were in the dugout. So we're all, you know, surrounded around this tank, and we did that for many years. And the environmentalists came in, and, you know, it was kind of a pull-through thing like we were talking about, you know, the Chinese finally getting so upset with the environment that they're reacting and they forced the government to do something about it. And this is what happened in Southern California. And then, unfortunately, the government officials, you know, went overboard and they continue still to go overboard. But I can tell you, the air quality now is much improved. You know, they've got other issues to deal with now. But as far as the air quality, boy, quite a bit different than when I was a kid growing up there.
Yeah, wow, that's quite a story there. I mean,
yeah, but to your point, it was people coming together dealing with the problem, and we were able to get to some solution here. But I think overall, we've got to look at the integrity. If I'm trying to get you to do something because I have a different agenda other than stewarding the planet more responsibly, in other words, what I see happen within the Al Gore circle is that climate and science has become their modern god. And when you tell people of faith, well, here's your new god, and we're going to bow to climate and the sun, the moon, the stars, and all this, we've gone through that. Pharaoh was greatly judged, for that, before Israel was taken out of Egypt. But here we are today in this postmodern world, having to deal with that dynamic that is really underpinning just about everything. I mean, you could take what we're just talking about right now, Bob, and apply it to COVID and the way COVID's being handled. It's the integrity of the whole reporting system, vaccinations, all this stuff is compromised, and people are having their reasonable doubts about it. I mean, to the point that you've got about 60%. I mean, they get all, well, 60% of the people can't wait to get inoculated. Well, we got 40% of people saying, heck no, I'm not putting that in my body.
Yeah, well, I think what you're onto there, particularly that amazing story about the dugout and the oxygen, is people just looking for a solution, as you were saying earlier. And, I can understand how some on the left are sort of stuck in the idea that the regulation is the answer, because for that problem with that air when you were a kid, mm-hmm. it was factories that were point sources for that pollution, and right. So regulation was sort of fit. And cars were pumping out a lot of stuff, so catalytic converters made sense. But now, here's the thing. Now comes an even bigger challenge called climate change, because it's worldwide. And if you just act in America, you're not solving the problem. And you got to get China and India in on this thing. And if you don't accomplish that, you're not doing anything about climate. You may be cleaning up the local air, which is good in itself, but you're not solving for climate change. And that's what we got to do. We got to figure out a solution. We think there is one at republicia.org. We think there is one.
Well, we'll talk a little bit more about that, but I also want to talk about if elected officials' job security and re-election becomes more about votes. Then the solution, and this is what we're talking about, these fundamental solutions, the foundation of how we come to these solutions, how critical they are, and of course we know that when we have a runaway government, you get all these other unintended consequences that come into play, as Ronald Reagan pointed out, in terms of a bloated government that supposedly is there to help, and we've been taught that when they do that, we need to run fast in the other direction. We've got more from Bob Inglis. Stay with us right here.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you.
call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're visiting with Bob Inglis, Executive Director of the Energy and Enterprise Initiative, former six-time congressman out of South Carolina. You know, Bob, as we were finishing up the previous segment about... you know, about listening, you know, so important. And I was sharing with somebody else earlier that, you know, I got stopped in my tracks on one occasion. This is probably about maybe 5-6 years ago, as we were reading the prayer of St. Francis in church. And there was a line in there, you know, that God helped me to understand more than wanting to be understood. And it's, I see it quite fitting, not only for my life, for the last 6 years I've been more sensitive about this, but also, you know, where we are in the body politic and the idea of canceled speech and invalidation of people and ideas is so dangerous because we were able to build this country, our founding fathers and thereafter, because people were listening to one another. And that's why I mentioned early on in the first segment as we were discussing this, is that we've lost that art of listening. And, you know, we're just adding to the frustration because people are, you know, acting out in to varying degrees. And it runs the spectrum, what's happened in the Summer of Love in, you know, Portland and Seattle and other cities across the country. You get some people who just kind of go along with the crowd. You get that mob reaction kind of thing that takes place. But you get some people who are just, you know, they're hell-bent. I mean, they've made it real clear. We want everything about America utterly destroyed. I mean, there's no offer of what would replace it. All they're offering right now is utter destruction. But, you know, even with that group of people, with their spectrum of the people that are participating in all this, we've got to find a way to, you know, hear them out. You know, why are they so frustrated? What is it that they understand about America that is so disgusting to them that they want to utterly destroy
things that, you know, many of, I mean, we've got a long history. You know, over a million people have given up their life for the sake of freedom and the American idea here. And what's been invested from day one of the history of this country is extraordinary.
Yeah, and, you know, I think, especially in the climate space, you can understand how people do feel like they're sort of being canceled. If, for example, you're an old white guy like me, you know, a 61-year-old white guy, maybe you feel like the society is sort of telling you, we don't need you anymore. You know, we're moving on without you. We don't need your old ideas of fossil fuels or whatever. We're moving on. And that creates a very bad reaction among people we're trying to reach at RepublicEN.org. So what we try to, what we want to say is, no, we need you. We need old white guys, old white women. We need all of them. We need everybody in order to solve this. Because it's sort of like the time I was in Houston at the Society of Petroleum Engineers. 120 people there, engineers there. And I asked him for a show of hands. I said, raise your hand if you think climate change is real and human cause. Nearly everyone there raised their hand. And I wish I had a video of it so I could show friends in South Carolina, conservative friends in Missouri or Tennessee or wherever, that that was a society of petroleum engineers. And yes, they know it's real. And then Michael Weber was on the panel with me. He's a professor at UT Austin. He spoke to the next engineering professor. He said, not to worry. You've got a future. You're going to be drilling probably for water in the future, because water is going to be one of the most important resources. And he says, the good news about the oil business that you've been in is you know where all the water is, because you thought it was oil, and now you know it was water, and you had a bad well. And so he says, you're going to be tremendously valuable. That's what we need to be saying to people that are right now in industries that they've been sort of the stuff that we've relied on, but they've got skills, and in the free enterprise system, you can move those skills. You can change them into a different industry. And so that gives hope that, okay, you're not canceling me. You're not saying to me, say, old white guy in the energy business, that you're passe, we don't need you anymore. No, we need you most of all, because you're some of the most innovative people on the planet. We need you, because we got to come together and solve this thing.
Exactly.
You know, it's sort of like, well, I tell you, one of our favorite ads, my favorite ad at RepublicEN.org, although, sorry, Bill, it didn't do very well on our Facebook. I thought it was good, but apparently it didn't work too well. Had this picture of Sinners and Hymns of an Angry God. It's sort of a guy looked like he was really preaching it, you know, thundercloud with climate change and lightning coming down. And the tagline was, we better hope it's human caused. Because, you know, if it's human caused, we can do something about it. If it's not, we're really hosed.
Yes.
And so the good news is it's human caused. And therefore, we can do something about it. Now, does that mean that we're solely responsible? No, because I believe God is sovereign in all things. And so, but oddly, he makes us responsible. He says, I'm sovereign, but I want you to act as my agents of creation. So get to it. Tend the garden. And so interesting, isn't it, that he gives us that dignity of calling on us to basically co-create with him, to be in the garden tending it. Pretty amazing, really. It's such dignity that God gives the human soul.
And the challenge
none of those souls should be canceled out, right? I mean, we need to, and we can all learn from mistakes we've made in the past. I mean, I was 6 years in Congress saying climate change is nonsense. Is that it? Ignorance? I didn't know anything about it. All I knew is Al Gore was for it, and therefore I didn't like Al Gore, and therefore I was against it. Okay, that's pretty bad. That was bad of me. But I can be forgiven. I can move along.
Yes. You can forgive yourself, and it's good. No, and this is, and again, you know, we're reproducing this right now. We've just gone through this era. You know, it seems to be, you know, that the country demands a political target. You know, Al Gore, so it's not Al Gore, and then it's, you know, it's George Bush, and just goes right on up, and, you know, to the point that it's Donald Trump. And so here we do things in the name of hating Donald Trump. Well, how does that, you know, how does that work? Instead of taking, you know, the experience that we had over the last 4 years in terms of job creation, energy independence, and say, okay, how do we move forward in this and understand, you know, what's going on? It's not like, you know, President Trump didn't care about CO2 emissions. I mean, Rick Grenell over the weekend said that, you know, even outside of the Paris Accord, you know, America was still very aggressive. And you're right, what you said earlier, you know, that's only a part of the formula. We've got to get, you know, India and China, and, you know, we got to get them on, you know, on point as well. But here we are, you know, outside of the Paris Accord, and America is responsible, and we demonstrate some good stewardship here, and we've got a reduction in CO2. You know, releases here. So, you know, I think that's a positive thing. And on top of that, same time, Bob, we become energy independent. Well, that's great news. I mean, who would have thought that? We hadn't been energy independent since Truman. And now, under the current administration, all that's going to, you know, be at risk.
Yeah. And, you know, I think what's exciting is that if we really put pedal to the metal here on pricing in the negative effects of any fuel so that they're all revealed in the marketplace and then give liberty of enlightened self-interest for consumers to choose their self-interest in that marketplace, then what we'll find is that the fuels of the future come on quickly. And when they do, we're going to be able to say to the Middle East, see if you can drink that stuff. You know, we just don't need you anymore. You were the swing producer, even though we are now a net exporter. Yes. Petroleum. They're the swing producer, and they've got enormous power in the world, which creates enormous troubles. And so we're going to be able to say to them, if we can drill in our brains as well as in the ground, that, you know what, we just don't need you like we used to. And then we've got real freedom because we're operating, I mean, in our homes and in our with independent energy. Exactly. Off the grid, you know.
No, I'm with you.
That's real freedom.
Yep, exactly. And I think we were headed down the right road here. And we'll see what happens with this new administration, if they're able to, you know, reason some of these positive things that have occurred in the previous 4 years. Bob, you know, got a couple minutes left here, and I wanted to lean on your experience as a congressman. You wrote, if elected officials' job security and reelection becomes more about votes, then the solution is compromised, and you end up with a bloated government. This seems to be the cycle that our whole process has been under, right?
Yeah, and of course, what we've got to do is we got to get to collaboration, not compromise. You know, the left has sentiment, the right has solutions. So I just disclosed my bias. Okay, on the right, I think we've got solutions.
I think that's fair. I think that's a fair description. You know,
well, I'm
that
sure that some on the left would disagree with you and me, but I think it's the way.
But I think that's the way it plays out, and I love their role. They've got that lane, and they fill that lane really well. But we need to, as you say, be able to come together with the passions matched up with the solutions, and do good for all mankind.
Yeah, and that's the collaboration we're looking for, is what we have to come forward as people of the right, of conservatives, is solutions that actually work. And based on data and based on free enterprise, if we can get it that way, and then meet the sentiment and say, yeah, we see your sentiment and we appreciate it. Thank you very much for pointing out that need to us. Now we'll show you a way to solve it.
Exactly. And when we've done that, I think you go back in history, we've had a lot of success, and I believe this is what's made America great, is that everybody's working, everybody's, you know, all part of the solution. That's what you call a win-win, Bob Inglis, and that's what I hope we would all strive for. He's the Executive Director of the Energy and Enterprise Initiative and former Congressman Bob Inglis. Thank you, Robert. Take care.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We serve millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.